Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac radio program, the lighthearted place to look at all the cool things about the Macintosh, coming to you from our flagship station on KNTS 1220 AM in beautiful San Francisco, and our brand new friends in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on AM 1500 WUAP.
All right.
Fantastic. Cool stuff there. So yeah. If anybody's listening in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, well, you're not listening today because it's not hooked up, but as soon as they get their automation system hooked up to the satellite, you'll be hearing Inside Mac Live.
Yes.
In Philadelphia.
That will be coast to coast with Inside Mac.
Yeah, bring your own bread. Hey.
Bring your own bread. We'll get into that later.
We are. We're going to get into that. Loser. Hey, this part of the Inside Mac and actually the whole Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by Micromat Makers, a Tech Tool Pro 4, the preferred disk and system utility for Mac OS X. You can check them out at micromat.com. DVD XDV, the coolest software to get if you have created something, you put it onto a DVD and you want to pull it back off. Use it into iMovie, QuickTime, Final Cut, DVD Studio Pro, you name it. Anything you want to do with it, you can do it. They got a brand new website. You can check them out at DVDXDV.com. MCE Technologies, the place to get a brand new MacBook, MacBook Pro, the new OptiDrive. You can put 300 gigs in your PowerBook. Pretty cool stuff going on over there. You can check them out over at mcetech.com and the official storage provider of the Inside Mac radio program, FirmTech. Very cool SATA, true backplane SATA solutions. Express 34 cards for the MacBook Pro. Mm-hmm. Cards for the old-style PC MCIA card for the PowerBook, G4, G5, you name it, they got all the cool stuff happening. Check them out over at FirmTech. It's F-I-R-M-T-E-K, FirmTech.com. And, of course, the media partners of the Inside Mac radio program, Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, American Photo Magazine. You can find both those guys over at PopPhoto.com. Creative Pro, the place for creative professionals at creativepro.com. Mac Updated, of course, macupdate.com. The Digital Production Buzz of Philip Hodges at digitalproductionbuzz.com. And the official printer of the Inside Mac radio program, Printing for Less, true ink on paper printers over at printingforless.com. You're here with Scott Shepard, Brad Wright, and the lovely and talented Dina Orlando. And Dina, you're going to have some news for us this week,
I think. Yeah, I do, actually. Some people buy Macs for stable operating system, and others buy them because they're sexy. That story on the Inside Mac Minute headline news.
That's cool. I bought a Mac because sexy. It came with bread.
Oh, you know, we're just
going to give us
we're
a getting,
we're, you know, people don't know what we're talking about. We just spent the last two nasty, horrible days in the city that never sleeps, New York. Where we went and had a restaurant where they ran out of bread. And not like, we're not talking Denny's. I mean, this was actually, you know, a nice $50 a plate, sit down, you know, low lighting, all nice and whooshy, you know.
Oh,
and,
baby.
And, you know, they serve you a little plate with all kinds of, you know, nice laid out like the, you know, the Iron Chef. You know,
Lucky Pierre,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Very cool stuff. But we get down there, we get all there, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, sir, we ran out of bread. We have no bread. We have no food either. We have no steak, but we're still going to charge you because, you know, unfortunately, you sat down, and that's a $50 fee just for sitting down.
Right. But see,
well, it's
you did it again and yes. Jumped the gun and paid these idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Where I wouldn't have left them any tip. I would have left them a penny at the bottom of the water glass.
Was it a busy restaurant? I mean, were they really busy that day?
Oh, they were really busy, but, you know, it's like, of all the products that you should never, ever run out of, you know, they should just
be
like...
It's water and bread.
It's like running out of electricity, you know? It's right. Just, like, absolutely not, you know, not acceptable.
People want to leave a restaurant completely fulfilled and happy, okay?
Other than
and if you have
back.
Water or cocktails and at least some yummy bread and your portions are small, nasty little things, then at least they're going to leave there full because mm-hmm. You pumped them full of bread.
Yeah.
So they're stupid. Stupid as the day is long.
So don't go there.
Okay.
I have another rant, too.
Okay, let's
speak
have another
English.
Rant. Okay. No worries. Now it's at least like all these stuff. People in foreign countries are turning off the show as we speak.
Man, if you're in a foreign country, speak your own language, brother, because it rocks.
Yeah.
But if you're here where the official language, I think, was English.
No, the official language isn't English. There is no official language in the United States. If you know that, it's the funniest thing, is everybody thinks there is an official language. There is no official language. So well, there you go. It's like there. It's speak your own language. Come here and speak whatever you want.
We have a great show lineup today. We speak Mac. Either way, we have Philip Hodges up next, the digital production busmeister. We got Andy Shalit coming up, Sam Levin, Barbara DeHart, vice president of Telestream, and all kinds of cool stuff. You're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast-quality video. Video clips from DVD-XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Macintosh for the new millennium. This is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by Micromat, makers of Tech Tool Pro 4, the preferred disk and system utility. Check them out over at micromat.com. Right now we're here with Philip Hodges, the digital production buzzmeister, with all the cool news of the week. Hey, Philip, how you doing?
On a beautiful day like this, how could I not be in a great mood?
Hey, you weren't in New York. You were lucky, man. It's like 45 degrees and breezy, and you were here in sunny California while we were suffering.
Well, yes. You see, there is some smarts around.
Yeah.
It was a good conference nonetheless, I've heard.
Yeah, well, it was really very cool. Very cool. So what's going on this week?
Well, I normally don't report on doc releases unless there's something special about them, and I nearly let this one slip through because it was Digital Anarchy announcing that Resizer went to 2.1. It's like, okay, you've just put something extra in it. But it turns out that actually what they've done is they've made it work natively in Motion and Final Cut Pro with the FX Plug API.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so great. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So that's the API that now runs on the graphics card and is being rolled out. It was rolled into Final Cut Pro at 5.1.2, another dot release we did talk about.
So it'll get things done at like 10 times the speed.
Well, they claim 2 to 3 times faster. And, of course, Resizer is a competitor to Instant HD. These are both designed to take standard def footage and make them into high def footage without the blockiness that would normally create.
So it's basically, it's a really high-quality resizing program.
Yeah, but my question is how? I mean, you can only take so much and make it, you can't make it something that's not there. So I don't see how these resizers make anything that look worth of anything except...
Well, there's all kinds of
mess.
Yeah, there's all kinds of algorithms, but all of them have their weaknesses. It's better to shoot in high def.
So then I need this is what I want. If there's a resizer, I want the Alchemy plugin that lets me turn lead into gold. Because that's what I'm doing, right? I'm taking garbage and turning it into gold.
Well, they're taking the lead and turning it into the stainless steel.
Yeah, that's cool. So what else is going on? We've been on that rant.
No, the uses that I would see with it are where you've got an HD project where you want, particularly on a documentary, where you've got a lot of legacy standard def material.
Absolutely.
And of course, you can just sort of like drop that into a standard def size space within something, you know, happening around it on the HD screen.
Some producer say, no, shoot it all in mini DV with a single chip camera and we're going to upscale it to high def.
That's not really what I think they're planning to use this for. No, not really. Now, my other favorite announcement for the week was the Noise plugins. Noise Industries released their FX Factory for Final Cut Studio. Now, this has been available for Avid users on the Mac, but not for Mac users on the Mac. And it's another FX plug architecture plugin. So having this rolled out to Final Cut has really helped.
Yeah, yeah. I think things are going to get a lot better and a lot nicer in the Final Cut universe with this whole FX plugin coming in. It's really cool.
Now, with FX Factory comes with 113 plugins if you buy the full package for both Final Cut and Motion. They'll work in both, so you get, and in Final Cut you get transitions as well, 16 additional transitions. But the cool thing about this is FX Factory is really just a front end for Quartz Composer.
Right, exactly. And if you've ever played around with that, that's sort of a little free program that comes in with the Macintosh and lets you do all these incredible things with text and graphics. And it's really like, it's something undiscovered into of itself that can produce high-quality things. It's actually, if you understand it a bit better, it's easier to do things in there than it is in Motion.
Yeah, and it's I think you do have to install the free developer tools to get it. They're not installed by default.
But it doesn't. You don't have to go out and pay $1,000 for it plus all the support.
No, and if you get the FX Factory Pro, the high end version, you can actually make your own.
Yeah,
you can go back into Quartz Composer and roll your own. So I think that's pretty cool, and it's $3.99 if you want the whole kit and caboodle, but it's $99. And $3.99 for 113 plugins, that's not too bad. It's about like $4 a plug-in. I could live with that.
Yeah, that's very good. That's very good.
But the thing I really wanted to touch on this week is that the other A company, Adobe, released Soundbooth as a public beta.
Now, what is Soundbooth?
Soundbooth is a two-track audio editing tool, kind of competes with Soundtrack Pro, and it will replace Audition in the Adobe Studio when the next version of Studio is released. But I think this really puts the great big sledgehammer onto anybody who's arguing that Adobe are not interested in the Mac, because this is the third new Mac program that Adobe have released in a year.
Well, doesn't that really say that if you are serious about doing something, you better have a Mac? I mean, it just seems like it says, you know, yeah, you could go out and get a PC, but if you're really serious and you really want good tools, you're just going to have a Mac. That's it.
I think it really says that if you're serious about tools for the production industry, you need to be on a Mac.
Yeah. And, you know, because it just sounds like that. They're basically saying, you know, to the rest of the world, hey, you have to have a Mac because that's where we're going to put our emphasis and focus on it.
Yeah, it seems really strange to me why they're doing that.
Well, it's partly because they can do it much more easily now that we have an Intel Mac.
Yeah.
But Lightbox is both Intel and PowerPC, built for Mac and Windows, and was released on Mac first.
Yeah, I think going forward, once you develop start from scratch, okay, today I'm going to go develop an application, it's very easy to make it universal. You know, it's not really that difficult. You start from scratch, you're good.
But it is if you're a cross-platform developer. I mean, these days it's actually harder to do cross-platform development because you really are forced into a position of doing an optimized development for both platforms. If on the Mac, you've got to use Xcode. There really isn't another tool that I'm aware of. So that means you've got to do, and that doesn't build for a Windows.
Yeah, I think that really is where it gets to be, you have to make some very important decisions about how you plan things out if you become a developer for both platforms. And, ooh, it's a lot of work, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that's the bottom line. It's going to be tough.
And the other thing that this does is because there's been Lightbox, Soundbooth, and, of course, the Flex application environment where you can turn a Flash application into actually like a desktop application instead of having to run it in the browser, are all new apps this last 12 months, and they're all Mac as well. And it kind of adds some credibility to the persistent but, you know, not confirmed rumors that Adobe are thinking about bringing the whole production suite to Intel Macs in a future release.
Yeah, I think the feedback when we were at the conference in New York just last couple of days where we were talking to various people, I feel that really, you know, the Mac is not a much of a barrier for people. They go get it. They're happy with it, and they can do all their work, and they really don't have a problem with being Mac only, being Mac specific.
I mean, and you can also run Parallels or boot into Boot Camp if you do need to run a Windows machine, so you can
still get there. Yeah, and yeah, I think
and Soundbooth is going to replace Audition in the suite, so now we'll have After Effects and Audition and Soundbooth in the production suite, both running on Mac and Windows OS 10 and Windows. It's only Premiere Pro and I guess by Encore DVD that are the two that are not yet developed for Mac, and I think it's reasonable. Put it this way: I don't think the rumor is totally out of possibility.
Well, the interesting thing about Adobe is that they are making a very, you know, they obviously have the marketing budget, and they can go out and they can do the marketing research, and they can be privy to the type of marketing data that we don't have, but. So they know, for some reason, that this must be the right platform to stick with.
Yeah, and catch us live. Catch the buzz live from HD Expo this coming Thursday, 6 till 7:30. So live from Hilton Universal. Ooh. We'll be there with all the latest news.
Cool. Philip, thank you so much. That was great stuff. That was Philip Hodges, our digital production buzzmeister. Like he said, you can find out more at digitalproductionbuzz.com. Next up, Andy Shallett with a cool graphic tip of the week. We'll be right back.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by DVD XDV. If you've created some cool content, you got it on a DVD, now you pull it back off, stick it in a Final Cut, QuickTime, iMovie, you name it. Very easy. Cool software. You can check them out over at DVDXDV.com. They got a brand new website, so go check it out. New look. It's lovely. Right now, we're here with Andy Shallot. Andy is the author of the Mac Out of the Box Graphic Tip, and he's got some tips for us this week. Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Great, Scott. It's good to hear you guys in the new studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. We are actually not sweating today, which is great.
Not yet.
You're no longer in that dungeon that they had for you before.
Yeah, they basically were just roasting us. But we might have done a better show from getting roasted. So I'll have to put a space heater in here and just bake us, man.
I'm telling you, there's nothing like laying the heat on, baby.
Yeah. So what's going on, dude?
Well, speaking of heat, actually, you know, I had to have my heat sink replaced on my MacBook because it was doing that shutdown thing. I think I might have been the last one on, you know, we had that random shutdown. I think I may have been the last one because Apple's come out with a firmware update for all the MacBooks now that supposedly corrects that problem. So people don't have to be without their MacBooks now. If they are having that random shutdown, log on to Apple's site and you can get a firmware update, and that should take care of the problem.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what else is going on in the world of design?
Well, you know how you guys have made fun of my Vonage? You know, I use the Vonage telephone.
We do.
Yes, thank you. Well, there is a strange, weird advantage to having it. When I get my email, or rather, when I get my voicemail, it comes to me in email as an attachment. So I actually have voicemail from people that is in the format that I can play in iTunes.
Yeah, I love that. I have Vonage too, but I just get I need to see how to turn that on to get the actual.
That's a very nice thing because that's what I wanted to talk about because you know, we're talking about design. There's also sound design, and what I've done is I've got a friend who really annoys me all the time. Every time he calls me, he says the same phrase over and over again. When he first calls, he says, "Hello, Andy. This is Bobby. How are you?" "Hello, Andy. This is Bobby. How are you?" And it started to get to me, so I decided to get him back. I took one of his voicemails and I made it into a song in GarageBand. Did you guys mind if I play a few seconds?
Yeah, sure. Cool. This could be a top 10 hit.
There you go.
Hello, Andy. This is Bobby. How are you? Hello, Andy. This is Bobby. How are you?
Yeah. Getting the groove,
Andy.
Dan.
Hello, Andy. This is Bobby. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Andy.
See, GarageBand is cool.
See, yeah, GarageBand is cool.
Now that's real Mac design out of the box. So I figured, as a favor to all the listeners, I'm gonna post that up on my website. So if anybody wants to download the complete song, it's about 52 seconds. It's a real great. I think we can make a hit with this, with all the house music and everything that's going on. Maybe I'll have a second career as a DJ.
I think it's great, you know. You know, that's kind of nice, is that now you can just drop a and that came as an audio file. You can just drop it straight into GarageBand and rock.
Exactly. And you can cut things up. So, you know, if you really want to, you can annoy people and send them your different playlist, a different type of playlist. I don't know if it breaks any laws or any copyright, because they are calling your machine, right?
Yeah, well, they're calling some monster server in the sky, you know, Big Brother is listening.
Exactly. So that's just another use that I've found in my spare time, which apparently is way too much. And I had to share that with you. Now I feel like I'm a published musician because I've gotten that on the radio, too.
Hey, Andy, we got about 10 seconds left. We can find out more information about Andy Shallet at?
Shallet.com.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Andy, you got a new book out. That's cool.
Hey,
so go over there and check
Andy?
That out. Hey, Andy. Andy. Andrew, thank you so much. That was Andrew Shallet, author of the Mac Design Out of the Box. He's got a brand new book. Like you said, you can go check it out over at Shallet.com. Next up here, we're going to have little Sammy Levin calling in with a cool iPod goodie for your kid.
All
more
right.
iPod goodies for the children coming up next here on the Inside Mac radio program. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis. If you need troubleshooting, training, advice, or technical support for your Mac, we can help. We can resolve most Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively, and we guarantee it. Plus, our cool internet-enabled remote control software lets us work with you no matter where in the world you happen to be. For more info or to schedule an appointment, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577.
Informal, informative,
in front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. We take a lighthearted look at all things Macintosh and the only place that you can hear you live to, Macintosh radio on both coasts.
You have to do it slower and lower, like we're
yes.
public radio. Yeah.
We're out of bread.
Good times.
We're out of bread.
We're here.
We're out of bread.
A great author of how I solved all my problems in my life through therapy.
I got a PC and I try to multitask with it.
Yeah,
and the DLLs don't let me access the hardware, multiple applications, and it all blows up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Loser! Hey, this part of the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by MCE Technologies, the place to get the coolest brand new MacBook, MacBook Pro, and iPod upgrades, you name it. These cats got everything. Check them out over at mcetech.com. Dina.
Yes.
Orlando, the host of the Inside Mac Minute daily news program, you have more cool stuff to talk about.
I do. Thanks, Scott. Employers are handing out free iPods to their employees. Find out how they use the device to boost worker productivity on the Inside Mac Minute headline news.
Ooh, they can watch Nacho Libre with Jack Black at work.
Very cool.
Pac-Man.
I do not have bread, but I have an iPod.
Hey, well,
do not make my iPod angry. Hey, guess what? We're here with little Sammy Levin. Sam Levin, the purveyor of cool Mac picks. Sammy, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Scott, Brad, and the zoo crowd.
Yeah, that's us.
Very nice. Speaking of iPod things, there's a cool attachment. I'm going to call this one of the coolest attachments I've seen. And it's a company called Pyramat. That's Pyramat. Pyramat.com, they make a bunch of loungers and rockers. This is called the S2000 Sound Rocker. Basically, it's like a lounge chair that you plug your iPod, your PSP, you can plug your TV into it. It's got a built-in subwoofer. It's got speakers at the top, so when you rest your head back, you've got this wicked surround sound. And I tell you, it's a gas. It's really meant for people that are younger, between like 9 and 15, because of the size of the chair. But I got to tell you guys, it is hilarious. I think it kicks butt. It's called the Sound Rocker S2000. It's $129.95. They make a number of different versions of this, and they're coming out with a bigger version for us big folks. I tell you, it's a blast. I plug my iPod in, watch videos on it, and the sound comes from the back of the chair. There's a subwoofer built in the back. It's pretty cool. It seriously rocks.
Yeah, no, this is like a little pod. This is like that little pod that Michael Jackson sleeps in, you know? It like just takes you all the way in, you know?
No, I tell you, it's great. It's
plug
it's
your iPod into me.
I like this pod very much. It's a good thing.
It's a really great product for a gift for Christmas or anything like that. I would say it's one of the coolest attachments I've used on an iPod in the last 2 years. I tell you, I've got a 9-year-old testing it. a neighbor, and he is all over this thing. It's called the Sound Rocker S2000 from Puramat, available from Target, Sharper Image, JNR.com, a number of retailers. If you go to Puramat.com, you'll see a number of their different rockers. They're coming out with a new one, and it's got a headphone jack as well, bass, everything. This thing rocks. You got to check it out today. I'm all over it. I'm sure you will be too.
Fantastic.
Sammy, thank you so much. Very cool stuff there.
That
was Sam Levin with his Cool Mac Picks. Always has something cool. You can look forward to Sammy next week with more great information about your Mac. We have a pretty cool show lined up for you here for the rest of the Inside Mac Show today.
Yeah.
We have Barbara DeHart coming on. She is the vice president for Telestream. And we're going to talk about a new product that they have. They have Flip for Mac. Mm-hmm. It lets you encode and view Windows Media stuff.
Yep.
They purchased a company called Popwire. Compression Master.
Yes.
They have a brand new piece of software now that, we're going to be talking about. It's called Episode.
Ah.
You can do all kinds of cool encoding.
It used to be called Compression Master.
It used to be called Compression Master by Popwire.
Now it's Episode.
It's Episode, and you can actually include, encode for Flash 8 video.
Yeah.
For an extra C note.
Cool.
Pretty cool. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Like I said, next up, Barbara DeHart, Vice President for Telestream. We'll be right back.
Creative Planet Communities present The Digital Production Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Production, post-production, distribution. What's really happening now and in your digital future? The Digital Production Buzz, live Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Archives and podcast immediately after.
Momentum for your Macintosh.
Scott Shepard
is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by FirmTech, the official storage provider of the Inside Mac radio program. True SATA backplane storage for your MacBook, MacBook Pro, PowerBook, PowerMac, you name it. They got it all. Check them out over at FirmTech.com. Right now we're here with Barbara DeHart. She is the vice president of Telestream in charge of the Flip for Mac brand. But now they have a brand new piece of software called Episode. Hello, Barb. How you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Good. So tell us about... you guys acquired Popwire.
We did.
And then you guys have done some cool stuff. So let's go from there. Let's talk about what you did with this Popwire thing.
Okay. So we acquired Popwire. We closed that agreement on August 1st. And since that time, when we over the next 5 weeks, as going, we went into IBC, we launched a rebranded version of Compression Master into a couple of different products, put some of them on the flipformac.com website, so everybody who's using our Flip for Mac WMV components and all the visitors to that site can have access to those products, and also introduced some of the server-level products rebranded into the Telestream enterprise-level product family. So we're very excited about the acquisition, the people, the products. It's all just a great fit.
Well, where do you find, like, the biggest growth right now for your type of products? I mean, do you see it more on the corporate level or the individual users, any particular industries that are
That's an interesting question. We have a lot of very rapid growth right now. We certainly see, from a product perspective, a huge amount of growth in our little WMV components for QuickTime, and we think a lot of that is being driven by both the individual user and corporate as well. Episode brings us into a little different, slightly different workflows than we've been in the past, which is true desktop media encoding. And we're seeing many of our professional Final Cut Pro users adopting those programs. So we're seeing just a really rapid amount of growth in the professional editing workflows as well as at the consumer level and on up.
Barb, what was the thought from changing it from Compression Master to actually to Episode?
Well, one of the things we wanted to do was listen to the market and understand that some people might have been confused by, there were two products. One was called Compression Master and one was called Compression Engine. And it was a little bit confusing on which one we were talking about, and it was confusing for us as we were getting to know the products. And so we took the opportunity to just have a little fun and look at our retro television viewing audience and go back into, just doing something that was a little more fun. So we we adopted the name Episode. Episode Desktop Applications, and then of course Episode Workgroup, which is bringing those products into the workgroup or enterprise level.
And now you bring up the workgroup deal. Let's talk about it's scalable from the desktop to multiple servers. So how does all this work together?
Well, Compression Master, now Episode, was and is a great desktop media encoding application. But little known fact about that was that it was also kind of the gateway to the server level products. And so what we've done is we've split those products kind of into two. One is Episode, the standard desktop media encoding application, which really fits the needs for most people around creating streaming content and content for mobile phones and that sort of thing. And then Episode Pro adds some of the professional format support like MXF and some GXF support and high-profile H.264 and stuff like that. But it also is the door opening or is the gateway to server-level support. So you can start with Episode Pro on the desktop, and certainly with the new Mac Pros coming out, you've got a really powerful desktop piece of hardware there that combined with Episode Pro allows you to do a great deal of encoding. But then as your workflow needs increase, you can add server-level support behind that with the Episode Workgroup. So you can start really at the desktop level, at a powerful desktop level, but then you can grow it to an enterprise-level server solution as well. So we think it's just a great growth path for all of those Mac users out there.
So what are the price points for these various levels of power, shall we say?
Okay, so we start out, one of the things we do is we drop the price of the desktop application a bit. So Episode runs $395, and then there is also, Episode Pro adds the professional level support and the gateway to the server stuff, and that runs $895. Each of those have a $100 Flash 8 encode option. We use the On2.
And that's probably because you have to actually pay royalties to Flash, and there's no way around that.
There's no way around that being a separate option, and that's just based on the licensing agreement with On2. From a server level perspective, the server level products start at about $6,000 and go up to about $12,000 depending on how they're configured. And those are all clusterable, and we've got some cool stuff around being able to take big files and split them apart and then stitch them back together after the encode. So really very well optimized for the specific workflows and more importantly optimized for the hardware that we're running on since we're all Mac.
Now, go ahead.
Barb, can you use Episode and put it on multiple Macs and actually do a little cluster render with it, or do you actually need the server product?
Yeah, we use the server product for the clustering. So that's one of the values that clustering really brings in is, or the server level products brings in is the clustering capabilities.
Do I need to buy for like, if I want to get the server product, do I need to buy a license for each individual server, or is it just unlimited once I buy the license?
It is licensed per server. And we're doing some exciting stuff around podcasting, too. So users need to just keep their eyes open for some new announcements as we move into the end of this year and the beginning of next year with some of the great stuff Apple's doing around podcasting.
Yeah.
And those might actually be priced and featured slightly different than the other solutions.
Let's talk about the podcast deal. Do you have a way to encode with the new Episode, the H.264 encoding, so it'll work on an iPod?
Yes, we do.
You can.
And Sony PlayStation, or the Sony stuff as well. So the whole idea behind our solutions is if you've got to take one piece of content and, you know, multi-purpose it for different applications, including, you know, video-enabled iPod stuff.
Now, does that support 640 by 480?
I'm sorry?
Does it support the 640 by 480?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay, so 640 by 480 multipass H.264 to the iPod, and I can vary the bitrate and change things, change the audio channels and do all that stuff?
Yes, you can.
All right.
Yeah, that's something we're going to play with here.
Yeah,
so we're going to be doing
really
actually
cool.
A full review here of this. But I played with Compression Master years ago, and they've added so much more stuff. The Episode deal looks cool. Tell us about the whole deal with the Flash encoding. How does this work, Barb?
Well, Flash encoding, you know, it's certainly one of the things we hear about most frequently. Very, very high demand product. And so we've recently supported, we support Flash 7 in Episode, but Flash 8, of course, with the On2 support as an option in both the desktop and the server level products as well. And we're very happy with the performance. We're having some pretty efficient transcode times, and we're adding more optimizations all the time. So looking for lots of good feedback, productive feedback from the user community on what we need to focus on and how we need to do it.
Sure. Now, you have a free trial of all the stuff on the website. How's the free trial stuff work? Does it let you encode for like 5 seconds or?
20 seconds, actually.
Yeah.
So a free trial of anything on flipformac.com will basically give you full functionality and limit the export time on episode. It's 20 seconds. And quite frankly, we've gotten a little bit of feedback from people saying 20 seconds isn't quite good enough.
Of course not. Yeah.
So,
give me 6 minutes.
Yeah. So we're working on that. We're working on some solutions for that. And we can do some special licensing and give people trial versions that are fully functional and looking at extending that 20 seconds. But generally between 20 and 30 seconds is what you're going to get as far as limitations go on any of the Flip for Mac products.
So basically the demo doesn't time out. It just only lets you render for 20 seconds. So
it actually does both.
It does both.
Yeah, limits to 20 seconds, and it'll allow you to encode for 30 days.
So if someone downloads a demo, they need to play with it now and not wait.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
3 weeks. And,
yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't work now.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Tell us about the Flip for Mac stuff here. We have about a minute left.
We have... let's see, we've got some new stuff coming out on Flip for Mac WMV, so we're continuing to grow and evolve that product. And then on the Final Cut import and export components, we've got some really great stuff happening. Currently, we have support for XD Cam in and soon to be out of Final Cut. We have support for Ikigami Edit Cam. We just released Grass Valley Profile and K2 server support, so import and export GXF and MXF in and out of Final Cut.
Nice.
For editing. So we're real excited about that. And looking for some new announcements here between now and the end of the year on a couple more servers that we're going to be supporting. So we're looking for ways to help people move content into and out of Final Cut that's natively supported from an editing perspective and improve that workflow on the component level.
Wow. Hey, Barb, how do we get more information on Telestream, Flip for Mac, all the cool stuff you guys are up to?
Flipformac.com.
Wow. Barb, thanks so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Good stuff there, and then we're going to be playing with some of this episode stuff, so we'll report back later.
Yeah, we're going to do a full evaluation of it.
Yeah, I mean, it works great. I use the Compression Master stuff, and of course, I've used the Flip for Mac component, the Pro component of exporting out of not Final Cut, but QuickTime. It works great.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested to play with the episodic deal here, the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And play with that and the Flash deal. And you know, it's a great product. They do really great support. Like I said, you can get the Flip for Mac plugin free if you go to, flipformac.com, and I think you can also go over to Microsoft and get the plugin that lets you play Windows Media files.
Because
that's what's cool about it, is you can play Windows Media files, you know, right inside of QuickTime in your browser by downloading this free plugin. So it's pretty cool stuff. And now everything is universal binary.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Compression stuff rocks. It's like the geeky alchemist still. It's like turning lead into bread.
out of bread.
Or something like that. Hey, you're listening to Inside Mac Radio Program. We'll be right back.
If you want to keep up with the world of Macintosh, there's only one place that will provide everything you need to know, and always first. MacMinute.com is a leading source for up-to-the-minute Mac news. Updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, MacMinute has all the news and industry information weeks before the magazines. Why be the last to know when Mac news breaks? Visit MacMinute.com.
Inside your life.
Business.
Your home.
Inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio Program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio Show is brought to you by our friends over at Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, the leaders in photography, digital imaging, all kinds of cool stuff. Plus,
yes,
as a added bonus, you might ask what that bonus might be.
What is that bonus, Scott?
Jada Ford, the editor of popphoto.com, will join us later in the show to talk about the Popular Photography Buyer's Guide for the holidays. We're going to talk about some cool products going on.
Oh, wow. This sounds great.
We like photography stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We have even more things to talk about that later in the show, too. We have more announcements, things that are special today.
Things that are special.
Special things.
Get back to our public radio feel.
Yes.
Yes.
And please turn. And where's my brain?
Okay, wake up.
We went to B&H.
Yeah, we did. We did. We saw that megapolis of B&H Photo. If you've ever if you've ever really just wanted to see the most possible camera gear you could ever cram in per inch in a place. B&H Photo is like that. In fact, there's no, there's these, I think for extra geeky effect, that they put these like automated rack system, which takes your little, you pick something up and you buy it, and they put it in this green cart, and this green cart
it
has
looks
little,
like a box of Fujifilm.
Yeah, it looks like a box of Fuji. It has a Fuji, I think, on the back.
Yeah, they paid advertising.
It has this green little cart that goes all the way around the store. I mean, it lists snake around the store like six times, you know, and so you can watch your product like snake around and woo-doo-doo-doo, and then winds up on the cash register, and so you can just sit there, it's like, and go, that's my stuff going down the cart. That's cool.
Yay. Don't drop my $3,000 lens on your head.
Yeah, it really was. It really is pretty neat. I mean,
it's the world's largest photography store.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
And I would have thought that it would have been bigger, but there's a lot of stuff there, though.
Well, you know, I mean,
still couldn't find the tripod I wanted.
Oh yeah, real estate's very expensive, but I've never seen, that much equipment jammed into one store. It really is pretty cool.
And the thing is, though, is there's like four times that behind the scenes and in the warehouse you don't even see.
Yeah,
that's just what's on display.
Oh yeah, yeah, they have just about everything there. It's worth checking out if you're in New York. It's on 34th and 9th, I think, is the address. The note was just awfully too close to my hotel, and I was so tempted just to go nuts on the thing. It was great.
Yeah, so, it's fun stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, it is very cool. I mean, yeah. The funny thing, too, about it was that...
I still want a tripod that fits in a carry-on bag.
Yeah, you need the...
We looked at all that
bigger
goofy
bag.
Well, I got a big bag. If I take the head off my Manfrotto, maybe it'll fit the 503 head off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you probably have the same iPod. Yeah. I always, when I have travel, I always, if I've got a, I can always, I always take the head off the tripod.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, that's the only way to distribute the weight, you know, get it in the bag and be good.
But we did see some sweet little Getzo Carbon ones that were like $500.
Yeah. I like that. You know, it's like, it's kind of cool. It was like, you know, cause once that carbon has that great property that once you get a little hairline crack, it goes all the way around the tripod and breaks into a million pieces.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's good until you drop it. It's awesome. You know, it's like, but it's cool stuff. Yeah. And we had some other neat things. We got to see the Apple Store this week.
We went to the Apple Store on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
So we got to see Prada bags, Versace goodies, and the Apple Store.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the greatest thing about it was that the elevator has this giant iPod shuffle of controls.
Yeah.
It's like this little it's this metal stainless steel iPod shuffle that comes up. It's a big control in the middle set. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a glass elevator that you walk into in the into the glass cube. You go into the glass cube and you walk into the glass elevator, and then you go down the glass elevator with little iPod controls, this big thing that's about comes up about 3 or 4 feet off the top of the from the floor. And so you're completely enclosed with a glass staircase. So it's just funny. They couldn't have used any more glass in that place. You know, it's probably like, you know, it's really the most glass per inch I've ever seen.
It makes Steve happy.
Yeah, can you imagine cleaning the windows after you're done with that place? I mean, there's a little guy walking around cleaning it like
there's
all
a little
the time.
Guy walking around cleaning the displays while we were there.
Yeah.
Like all he did was walk around and just clean.
They must do like 50-gallon drums of Windex, you know, every day.
So true, you're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Next up here, we're gonna have Dean Orlando doing the Inside Mac Minute Daily News, the week summary of what's been going on. We got Jada Ford, the editor of popphoto.com, talking about the holiday buyer's guide. And more cool announcements coming up, so stay tuned. You're here with Scott Shepard, Brad Wright, and the lovely and talented Dean Orlando. We'll be right back. Do you want to find Macintosh software updates faster? Do you want to do this without paying a yearly fee or a site bogged down with tons of advertising? Do you want your software update site to offer you a free membership featuring custom watch lists, email update notifications, custom layouts, and more? Do you want to have the latest 15 Macintosh software updates streamed to your menu bar? Now, do you really want to know who this great website is for the best Macintosh software updates on the planet? It's MacUpdate.com. Check out MacUpdate. Visit www.macupdate.com.
You are Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac radio program, the only place on this planet to listen to live broadcast Macintosh goodness.
The only place anywhere you're ever going to hear it.
Coming to you from our flagship station in San Francisco, KNTS AM 1220, and starting next week for our friends on the East Coast in Philadelphia on WUAP 1500 AM. Yeah. We'll have more information on that on the Inside Mac Radio website here starting sometime next week. So you can check that out and you'll be able to listen to it live in Philly.
Yes.
And we got more stuff coming.
Yes, one of my favorite shows is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah?
That's with Danny DeVito, and great show.
That's because they're listening to Inside Mac.
That's right. That's why it's always, now it's really going to be sunny. Now it's going to be tropical. It's
right.
going to be hot. We're
right.
at the equator.
We still have bread.
Yeah.
You're here with Scott Shepard, Brad Wright, and the lovely and talented Dina Orlando will be here. And she's actually here with us now, and you have news coming up later, but you have a little story for us.
Yes, I do. Google Earth spotters have discovered a rock that likes to rock and roll. More on that story on the Inside Mac Minute headline news.
That's good.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, actually. I can't wait.
It is very cool. Sounds great.
Did I say we were on in Philly?
No.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Oh, okay.
Well, I'm brain dead.
Okay,
see?
Yeah, there we go. Okay, yeah, you did say Philly. But hey, we might be on Philly too. Yeah,
yeah,
and and Detroit could be coming online too. Yeah. Hey, we're starting to really we're seeing a lot of growth in the whole Mac radio business now. I mean, we're four times larger than we were a few months ago.
That's right. And thanks to Andy Shallot, my buddy there, listening to our stream. We're in Pittsburgh. And not Philly. What an idiot we are.
Yeah, but that's
me.
Okay.
It's my fault.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the idiot.
But, you know, we're Americans and we don't
but
know
I admit to it, see.
Is, so it's one of those things.
I know where my problems are. I can accept them. I'm a fool.
You know, hey, one of those things.
That's
sorry to everybody in Philadelphia. You can't quite hear it yet.
Well, you can. You have a good antenna.
Yeah, really, you know, massive.
How far is Philly from Pittsburgh?
You know, I've never been there.
It's across the state, I think.
Could be, yeah. But we'll have to go there to find out. New
right.
road trip.
Either way, look it up. WURPAM 1550 in beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Yeah. They have Amish dudes out there, huh? Like the Quaker Oats guy.
It could be. Yeah. Yeah, it could be. That would be cool. Little Quaker Oats guy on an iPod. They
can't use iPods. Isn't that? That's not cool with the Quaker dudes. Right? No technology.
Well, if you hide it in your room, right? Who's going to know? Hey, you know, who's going to know?
Who's going to hide the computer, though? That stores iTunes.
Hey.
Yeah. But either way, you can check it out. WURPAM 1550 in beautiful Pittsburgh. Thank you so much. We have a cool show. We've had a cool show already. We had Barbara DeHart, Vice President for Telestream, on talking about cool ways to encode all your video on the Mac.
Yeah.
Flash stuff, put it on your website. People can't steal it.
One place.
Alpha channels, yes. All the cool stuff in Flash video.
Yeah, one bring a video in and send it out to anywhere you want it to go. Cell phone, PDA, you know, iPod.
We need to talk to those cats over at DVD-XDV need to be able to make it so you can export your content right from DVD-XDV right into Flash 8.
Yeah, I think I know somebody over there, too. I got it.
I guess they just need to get the Kodak from on, too, probably.
Yeah.
Do some license deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can turn gold into bread.
That's right. Gold into bread. It's better than sliced gold, damn it.
Yes. So that's pretty cool. And we're going to have an announcement here coming up the next segment of the show.
Yes.
We have a brand new show.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell you till the next segment.
Oh, you're leaving us hanging. Ah, we don't even know what the show is. I of course, you know, I have the show schedule in front of me, but I don't know what it is. I can't read.
Really?
No. Yeah. That's just a little secret. So yeah. Anyways, man, we'll get off the morning zoo shtick.
I like the morning zoo shtick, you know? Isn't it the morning? I just woke up. Come on.
I know. So what other fun stuff we going on? We saw the Apple Store last week. We saw the big, gigantic Tenacious D poster at Madison Square Gardens. It was awesome. We saw some good stuff last week.
We did. Really cool. New York City is a fun, fun place. I'll be back there Wednesday.
Yes, you'll be back.
We almost met with our resident music expert Peter Kern, but he was feeling under the weather.
Yeah.
So I'll meet with Peter next week.
Oh yes.
I'll be back in New York.
Cool.
That we'll hear about here in the next segment. So you're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Don't go away.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Mac Radio. Isn't this great? Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I'd love if you would listen to my podcasts as well. I've got two of them. One is a podcast for my countdown show, the Net Music Countdown. You can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/NMC. And then I have a second one for those of you that listen online tonight or the David Lawrence Show. We've got the nightly podcast, and that you can pick up at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. So there's two of them for you. And now, back to more of Inside Mac Radio.
Macintosh for the new millennium.
This is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by American Photo Magazine, AmericanPhotoMag.com, or you can just pop on over to PopPhoto.com and learn all the cool things going on over there at American Photo Magazine. Pretty cool stuff.
If you don't read American Photo, you're not American.
That's it. Speak English, scum.
Oh, no, I just said it off.
You started it.
See, what I like is that, you know, Americans, they go out to foreign countries, they go, why doesn't everybody speak English? I don't understand.
Hey, man, okay, if I'm going to go to a foreign country, I don't expect those cats to speak English.
Of course, you know,
unless they're an English country.
I say the same. So you say, you know, you go to Canada and you say, why don't they speak English here?
They do. They go like, hey, hoser, can I have a beer, eh?
Yeah, I need subtitles, man. I don't know what they're talking about.
But Lucky Pierre talks French. But if you go to a French area, what do you expect them to speak? English?
Yeah.
No. Learn how to speak French, idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah. Yeah. I make a mess out of my French when I try to go over to a foreign country.
I don't want
to
go to a foreign country.
Yes, you do.
No,
man.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You want to go to France?
No,
have,
I don't.
They have 35-hour work weeks.
I don't care.
You could work an entire...
I work 3,000 hours a week
I know.
Right now.
You'd be done in like 3 days for the whole year. That would be it, man. You'd be done in 3 days. You walk in, you work for 3 days, and you're done.
You know,
the
it's probably
year.
Really
Take
nice
the rest
there.
Of the year off.
And I bet you the cats that live there dig it, and I really appreciate they live there and dig it.
Oh, yeah.
And
I totally...
Cool,
I love France.
That's it, man. Because I'm not digging it.
If you've never been to France, you're just totally missing out. It is a great country. It
if I want to go listen to people speak French, I'll go down... to where Americans live in Cajun country, and I'll listen to Cajun French.
Yeah, get me
with the best food.
That is the best road trip on the planet, man. Get over to Louisiana and just take it in. You got.
See, why do you need to go to Paris when you have Louisiana? You go to Baton Rouge.
No, I mean that's not. Believe me, that's not France. But I tell you,
it
rocks, man. It's awesome.
Right.
You gotta check out
another
bowl.
Right.
You gotta go to France. France rocks.
Yeah. Goodbye, Lucky Pierre. Right.
You won't be saying that when you go to the Riviera, man, and you're kicking back at Saint-Tropez. I guarantee you'll be like, I love this country. I'm just looking out at the beach. I like this country. This is a good country.
Whatever, dude.
We'll get him over there. Somebody sponsor us. Get us out to France and change his attitude.
No, I don't care. I mean, France is cool.
Oh, yeah.
England's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to see.
But here's the trip, though. All these people go on these trips to all these countries.
Yeah.
Why don't they just go see the U.S., man?
Yeah.
There's like a billion square miles or something. Go check out what's here.
They go to New York, and they go to a restaurant, and they have no bread, and they're like, I hate this country. This country is messed up, man. They have no bread.
No, man, I can go to a backwoods hick diner in the middle of nowhere and get bread.
Yeah.
Okay? No. I'm not even going to comment on that no more. Whatever.
I have a feeling we're talking about. We're talking about
something.
Something.
We got sidetracked. It's your fault.
The big announcement. Yes.
We're starting a brand new show.
Yeah.
We have a new show.
Yes.
Inside Digital Photo.
Yeah.
And we partnered with the show with Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine and American Photo.
Wow.
So you'll be able to listen to Inside Digital Photo on terrestrial radio. Mm-hmm. We already have affiliates signed. You'll be able to hear Inside Digital Photo on iTunes, and you'll be able to listen to it and watch it as a video component also on the front, on the pages of popphoto.com.
That is awesome. That is awesome because that really is, you know, it really is the premier magazine if you're talking digital photography, everything. And it's been that way for like, how many years has it been?
30 years.
30
plus.
Years.
I don't even
know.
They've been
years.
Around since the 30s.
They were there before film was invented. I mean, it was
I
really
think so.
Great.
Before there was even photo. They just went, well, what's this photo thing?
Yeah, we'll just call it American Photo. Like yeah, we'll just call it American. But it is very cool. It's a great
That's
magazine.
What we got on the rant. It's your fault. It's your fault.
See, you're sounding like my wife. It's like, you're sounding just like my wife. It's your fault. Like, okay, cool. Like, you can accept that being married, it's just everything is your fault. You're done. That's why you can have a successful marriage. Just take blame for everything. You're cool.
You know how you have a successful marriage?
Hey, we were talking about photo, weren't we? Were we talking about American Photo?
We are. So we're starting this brand new program. It's called Inside Digital Photo. It's going to have It's terrestrial radio. Plus, there's also video TV component to it.
Yeah.
And we're launching this show next week at the Jacob J. Javits Convention Center at Photo Plus Expo, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in New York City.
Oh, yeah. So if you're in the New York area, come by
Come by. We'll be hanging out in the Popular Photography and Imaging booth. You'll find us all around the floor. We're doing a lot of stuff. We're covering the Pop Photo and the announcement. There's a big party on Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
Friday night for Sony.
Yeah.
Sony got the camera of the year. The camera.
Which one was that?
I don't know.
Oh, I mean the Alpha?
Yeah.
Maybe the Alpha?
The Alpha got the digital SLR. The Alpha, yeah. Alpha Digital SLR got the camera of the year from PopPhoto.com.
Yeah.
For Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine.
Wow.
So there's an event there we're going to cover. We're going to be at a few other places, and it should be pretty fun.
You guys going to be handing out free bread?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I'm taking my own bread with me.
Throw it in the suitcase.
I'm going to take it in my own suitcase. I'm going to use it to, I'm going to use the bread to pad my tripod.
There you go. Just wrap your tripod in bread. Just bake it right in. Put the tripod, you know, put some dough around the tripod and throw it in the oven.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. But that's going to be fantastic. And if you guys are wondering what this, can we say what the name of the restaurant was that serves no bread?
What was the name of that loser?
Tupelo's. I still have the receipt. Tupelo's on 34th.
Oh, dude, do not go to Tupelo's in New York City on 34th and 6th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They have no bread.
Or loser.
Go there. Just bring your own bread and maybe your own food, too. I mean, I don't know. it's the atmosphere, you know? It's just, just don't go there. You know, boycott
the atmosphere.
The
you know what it gives me?
You heard it on Inside Mac.
The atmosphere that I get is the same atmosphere as I get with a prostate examination. That's the atmosphere I get.
You know, I don't even know where to go with that one.
All you can go is up, baby. So don't go to Tupelo's in New York. But either way, Inside Digital Photo, complete coverage, you know, everything from pro-end stuff, beginner tips, camera care, goodies, cases, bags. And on the next Inside Mac radio show.
Yes.
That's going to be next week.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have some cool guests on. The guys from Kingston.
Uh-huh.
Sort of because this is our Photo Plus Mac Expo tie-in. So next week, because we're going to be live at Photo Plus, we'll have the guys from Kingston on.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Caballero from LowPro.
Yeah.
Talking about cool little bags and things to store your camera in because, you know, you spend a lot of dough on these little pieces of metal and glass.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want to break them.
Yeah.
And they have great cool bags, like $10 and up.
Yeah, that's cheap because, you
know. Backpacks, all kinds of stuff.
You know, it's like if you go look at like a Louis Vuitton bag, that'll cost you more than like five cameras, you know, it's combined. You know, some of that. So the bags, the Lowe's Pros are like, you know, they're padded, they're durable, and they won't wear out.
No, that's pretty cool stuff.
They're awesome, yeah.
Yeah. So Suzanne will be with us next week.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
And then there'll be a ton of coverage from the show, so you guys can check it out. There's nothing even up yet. You can go to our website, insidedigitalphoto.com, but nothing's there.
Nothing's there. Well, you get a blank URL and say, you know.
No, I think it redirects somewhere. I fixed it the other night, but there's no website really up for sure. I'll look right now as we're talking, but.
Coming soon. Yeah.
Right.
No, that's great. I mean, that gives us a little bit more coverage on photo and.
Well, the thing is, you know, the Macintosh.
Yeah.
And the whole Mac lifestyle and all this stuff is really around. There's a lot of stuff with Apple with imaging. You have iPhoto, iMovie. I mean, Apple's really into your digital lifestyle.
Yeah.
Okay. Photography is part of that. But a lot of people whine because they have no wine with their cheese.
Or bread.
Or bread. They whine because we talk about too much photography.
Yeah.
When really photography is an integral part of Apple's whole marketing strategy and plan and their software and iLife, it's a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Photography, you capture memories, okay? It's a big gig. And, you know, we broke this show out as a separate piece so we can get more into it because I'm into photography, you're really into photography.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we dig this stuff. It's cool stuff. So we're going to be talking more about that. But either way, there you go. Inside Digital Photo, InsideDigitalPhoto.com in association with Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine and American Photo. You can find out more information at InsideDigitalPhoto.com.
The Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California is home to the world's largest collection of computer-related artifacts, including rare and one-of-a-kind objects such as the Apple I, the 20th anniversary Mac, and the Palm Pilot prototype. For tours and events or more information, please visit www.computerhistory.org or call 650-810-1010.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by our friends over at Creative Pro. If you're a creative professional and want to learn all kinds of cool tips and tricks on how to make better creative products, you know, websites, books, magazines, catalogs, layout, packaging for potato chips, you name it, these cats will help you.
Yeah.
Creative Pro. Right now, we're here with Dina Orlando, the host of the Inside Mac Minute Daily News Program. Dina, Yes. There's a bunch of stuff that went on this week. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Apple's iPod turned 5 this week. At the time of the iPod introduction, the company was struggling, and it was hard for anyone to imagine how it would totally change the music industry. The introduction price was $399. It was the size of a deck of cards, and it was thought to be, at best, a niche product. It was a leap of faith, as Apple had almost no experience in the consumer electronics business, and there were many rivals who had already entered the digital media player market, but it didn't take long for the iPod to take hold, and now, of course, we all know its domination, as it accounts for about 75% of the U.S. market. And since then, Apple has gone from a struggling company to one of the most dynamic companies in technology, and the iPod went from a niche product to a powerful cultural icon. Apple Computers seems to be taking off at prestigious universities. Last week, I reported that 45% of the computers purchased by students at Princeton were Macs, and now the computers are making a campus comeback at Harvard. Daniel D. Moriarty, the university's chief information officer, said personal purchases of Macintosh computers at Harvard are up 30% from last year, while sales of IBM Lenovo machines have dropped off. Sales of Macs were lagging a few years ago because many students perceived the Mac as being too expensive, and they feared that Mac wouldn't be compatible with common applications. Apple's recent price reduction and the move to run Windows software has had a major impact. Now there is campus demand. And the CIO said since Mac OS is based on the Unix operating system, having that functionality is appealing to people who are more scientific or technical. But for some students on campus, the Mac's appeal is based on looks and the cool factor. In fact, one new Apple owner said, "Macs are sexy." And Todd Hadley, a product sales employee of the University Information System Technology Services, said, "The cool factor, you just can't compare. iPod, iPhoto, iMovie, iDVD, that kind of thing comes free of charge with every Mac." And for some iPod users, it's all about the music. For others, it's all about music, videos, movies, and photos. But when it comes to employers, the iPod is all about the bottom line. Companies from healthcare suppliers to fast food chains have begun handing out the free iPods to their employees so they can download audio and video files of CEO announcements, as well as training courses and sales seminars. Last summer, National Semiconductor spent $2.5 million on video iPods for its 8,500 employees, including those overseas, for training purposes and company announcements. Capital One Financial gave more than 3,000 employee iPods for use in supplementary training classes. And recently, the popular breakfast chain IHOP started testing the device on a few employees to save money on Spanish courses. How things have changed. People used to hide their... Okay, go ahead, laugh.
Okay, now we're cutting into the segment. We just can't say
what
anything.
Did I just hear? I hear that IHOP is buying iPods to speak no comprende English?
It's the IHOP pod.
Okay, so I need to have an iPod to teach
our
little friends that can't speak English how to say pancake.
Oh, come on now. Let's
no comprende, it's a riddle.
It's like, we interrupt this newscast to get back to the news.
Anyway.
Sorry, ma'am.
Thanks. I thought you guys should just have your time to laugh and spew out your thoughts.
We always butcher yourself.
That's all right. Well, anyway, coming up, the American auto industry needs a hero with a new approach, and Steve Jobs may be the hero they're looking for. That story when the Inside Mac Minute headline news continues.
Whoa.
When it comes to product development and the strategic direction of your business, not everyone can offer you a crystal ball. At the industry measure, formerly Trendwatch Graphic Arts, we're not clairvoyant, but soon it may seem that way to you. With extensive market surveys in the field at least 6 times a year, the industry measure delivers you reliable, projectable market data that makes growing your business seem magical. Digital printing, variable data printing, employee retention, overseas outsourcing, new media, investment projections. projections in the creative, printing, internet, and publishing markets. The Industry Measure reports the variables that ensure your business never becomes a vanishing act. We measure the information you need in a wide variety of market reports, atlases, special and mini reports, on time and on budget. Hocus pocus? No, just focus. Visit theindustrymeasure.com, your industry data resource. The Industry Measure.
Informal. Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by our friends over at Printing for Less, the official printers of the Inside Mac radio program. You can find out more information about those guys. True ink on paper printers. You can check them out at printingforless.com. We're back now with Dean Orlando, the host of the Inside Mac Minute Daily News program, and she has more cool Mac news that happened this week in the Lando Mac.
Yes, I do. Add a few more television shows to iTunes, as MGM has announced that it would be adding 22 half-hour episodes from the first season of The Addams Family, just in time for Halloween. They have also added 32 one-hour episodes for the first season of the original science fiction series, The Outer Limits, and 32 half-hour episodes of the animated Pink Panther TV series. This addition gives MGM over 10,000 hours of television programming on iTunes. MGM's executive vice president of its new media division said, "We are excited to launch more of MGM's premium and classic television programming through the iTunes store. Making MGM hit series available to the iTunes community is a great way for us to continue our expansion in the new media world." And it would seem that the popularity of Apple's iPod has been extended to nature, as Google Earth spotters have discovered a rock formation in the prairies of central Canada that resembles a Native American woman in headdress listening to an iPod. Named the Alberta Indian, the formation was discovered by a Google Earth spotter nicknamed Super Granny. The rock formation is in Alberta, Canada, near the border with Saskatchewan. The feature that looks like an iPod earphone is actually a road leading up to what is said to be a natural gas wellhead. In the Google Earth forum, one writer said that there isn't a sign of it having been created by modern or ancient people. The shapes making up the Alberta Indian conform to the fractural erosion features that are all found around that part of Alberta. There have been other strange observations from Google Earth spotters, like what looks to be hovering cars in Perth and even topless sunbathers in the Netherlands.
Okay, people have way too much time on their hands.
Oh, you should see it. You should see it. It really does look like it.
It's just way too much time.
You know, it's a crop circle. I believe it.
Yeah.
It's from the aliens.
Some guy's
with
a jackhammer, jackhammering all this rock to make it look like something. He goes, "Hey, look, it's my backyard."
It's really cool, though. I checked it out, and it does, actually. I don't know about the headdress part, but it does look like someone listening to an iPod.
Oh, what will they spot next?
Nah, you never know. In my last story for this afternoon, U.S. automobiles are losing ground fast, and some fear that the American auto industry might actually disappear, because that's what happened to American brands on televisions a couple of decades ago. But one columnist thinks he has the answer. He's from St. Louis Post. He wrote, "We need a hero, a giant. We need Steve Jobs to start an auto company." He said Steve Jobs understands that it's not about being the cheapest. It's about being the coolest by being the most functional and a joy to use. "We need less Detroit and more California," and he said, "Steve Jobs is the one for the job." He wrote, "I don't want Gates, I don't want Trumps, I want Jobs."
Wouldn't it be great they could have the Zune car?
Oh my goodness.
Go Zune yourself.
Go Zune yourself. We're referring back to last week's show.
Yes, we are.
We really
I'm
zoomed
not going to bring that story
up.
Back. You guys had way too much fun with that one. So.
Yeah, no, that's really is quite funny. I mean, you know, and then the funny thing about this is if that caught fire, he would wind up on like GM's board or something.
Oh, no.
I mean, it could happen. I mean, they seriously need, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of industries around the country in America need reinvigoration. And we took a guy like Steve Jobs that turned around mm-hmm. Apple.
Do you know why they
it's
need
pretty crazy.
Reconfiguration?
You know reinvigoration. Why? Yeah, reinvigoration.
Revigor, figure, whatever.
Revigorate.
You know why?
Revigorate.
Because people aren't buying an American cars.
I don't drive. I mean, I have. Well, do you have one?
I have an American car.
Yeah.
So do you, Scott.
So do I.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe they just don't like cars to break after 3 years and to basically, you know, rust out in 5 seconds. And
oh,
know.
That was just junk from the 70s, man. Come on. That was just a bad acid trip.
My little Mustang is working just fine with 90,000.
My Cadillac is mighty happy, brother.
Yeah, my Chevy 350 is rocking in my Suburban. Yeah.
There you go. See, that's why. You're listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. Next up here, we're going to have Jay DeFore. Jay is the editor over at popphoto.com. We're going to talk about the very cool holiday buying guide and why they chose the Alpha 100 as a camera of the year. Don't go away. You need to find out. We'll be right back.
You know where you want to go. The challenge is getting there. That's why AGFA has developed innovative solutions that address your current needs while preparing your business of the future. Our chemistry-free CTP is one example. Effortless workflow software and high-productivity inkjet printing are others. We develop technology with your goals in mind because our goal is to help you arrive at your destination efficiently and profitably. Stay ahead with AGFA. Visit agfa.com for more info.
Momentum for your Macintosh.
Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
If you wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by the Digital Production Buzz. Check them out Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. at digitalproductionbuzz.com. Right now we're here. We think we're here. No, we lost.
No, we're not
Jay.
Quite here yet. Yes. Well, let's go back to sliced bread. Now, so what else is going on this week?
We're waiting for Jay. We just had Jay DeFore on that was the editor, or is the editor at popphoto.com, and we lost him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have our expert technical people here give
figure
Mr.
these
DeFore
things
a call.
Out. Yeah. Well, so let's talk about this new radio show we got you're launching with American Pop.
Yeah, so we're doing the Inside Digital Photo, and it's a program all about photography.
Yeah,
so it should be pretty cool. We're going to launch it at the
Javits Convention Center.
The Javits Center next week. Photo Plus Expo
mm-hmm.
at Javits. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week in New York City, and it should be pretty cool. We got a bunch of great guests lined up already. We're going to be covering some events, some parties going on, and.
And you won't
guys
be going
on
back
from Canon and Sony and
yeah,
Epson and a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I think
a bunch of high-end photographers. We have a bunch of the editors from Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine and, you know, the guys from American Photo
mm-hmm.
getting their take on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be able to go more in-depth into photography and into lenses and into the art of taking pictures.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about gear. We want to talk about, you know, there's a bunch of stuff to talk about, so it'll be very interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's more than just megapixels. I mean, it's cool. Just really, you know, photography is, it's the one thing that I, you know, always think it's funny is that somebody goes out and they buy a camera, they go down to the camera store and they go, well, this one has 6 megapixels, and this has 10, so the 10 one must be better, right?
No.
It's like, no, no, it doesn't work that way because it's the glass, it's the metering, it's so many more things about the actual camera itself that, in fact, it's also like, you know, the sensor size as well.
Well, that too, think about the Sony, the Alpha 100 DSL. LR.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think we have Jay with us right now.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, man?
Good.
So, you are the editor at popphoto.com.
Uh-huh.
We have a bunch of cool stuff going on here. Of course, we were just been talking about the launch of Inside Digital Photo.
Oh, great.
So, that's going to be cool stuff going on. We're doing that stuff over there with you guys, and we're going to be doing all these great things over at Photo Plus Expo in New York City and Javits next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to, I know a lot of your listeners out there in sunny California, you know, may not be able to make it, but I want to kind of tempt them a little bit with some of the, you know, let them know what's going on this week in New York City.
Right. I mean, you have, we have the expo, you guys have a booth, but there's a lot of cool stuff going on at night, parties.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been to France twice this year for a couple of, like, week-long photo festivals, and here in the States, I mean, we don't have anything like it. But, you know, I guess Photo Plus, the week of Photo Plus probably comes closest. So you got the... You know, you got the big trade show at the Javits Center where, you know, you got about 25,000 professional photographers, photographers of all stripes come and they, you know, they learn in the seminars and they check out, you know, the latest products in the booth. But then at night you've got, you know, just for example, Monday night, October 30th, you got the Lucy Awards, which are kind of billed as the, you know, the Oscars of photography. You're going to have, you know, quite a few, you know, big name photographers there accepting awards. I don't see right now anything for Tuesday, but Wednesday you got the press preview for the show. Thursday is when things really kind of heat up. I mean, you've got, I know Kodak's having an event with a couple of photographers. Photo Shelter is having a party Thursday night, and that's cool because it's actually at the Bathhouse Studio, which is Eddie Adams' old studio.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Oh, that's very cool. Oh,
and
yeah.
Then kind of all culminates on Friday when American Photo, Digital Railroad, and Sony are having a big blowout shindig, kind of end of the week, send everybody home with a hangover kind of party. But that's going to be a lot of fun on Friday. So it's pretty action-packed week, you know.
Now let's talk about, you guys chose the Sony Alpha 100 as the pop photo camera of the year.
That's correct, yeah.
How did this all come about? I mean, Sony's brand new to this whole SLR market, and you would have thought that Canon or Nikon or someone would have got this honor, but it goes to Sony.
It's kind of a surprise. You know, they about a year ago, I guess, they took over the camera business from Konica Minolta, and basically they built, they transferred a lot of technology from the Konica Maxim 5D to make this Alpha 100. Based on, you know, a lot of different criteria, but based on, you know, in a large part, how it performed in our lab tests, this camera was chosen. You know, it's for about $850. You get a lot of bang for your buck. You got 10.2 megapixels. The color accuracy and resolution both scored excellent on our lab tests. It's got what's called Super Steady Shot, which is a anti-shake or image stabilization built into the camera. So any lens you put on it is basically going to have image stabilized.
Now, is that that's using the crop where it basically takes a square and moves it around inside the LCD sensor, or is it using optical image stabilization?
Oh, gosh.
It's using optical. It's not using optical. It's moving the sensor around.
It's moving
around.
The sensor around.
It's moving the sensor.
Oh, see,
this camera's crazy.
That's a smart way to do
for
it.
For eight clamps, because, on it.
Because
I mean,
if you go out and you pay for a VR lens from Nikon, well, Canon is not so much, but if you buy a Nikon VR lens, it'll cost you like, 200% more than the actual lens with no VR on it.
Right.
You know.
Well,
so
you know what they
substantial...
say, Jay. You know, it's the truth. I mean, you pay for what you get.
Yeah. So you could save, because really with you go out and you buy, buy a digital SLR, then you wind up buying a bunch of lenses, and that's where the real expenses start coming in, is you buying the lenses.
Right. But this camera, you know, because of it's compatible with all the Konica Minolta lenses, you have about, a million lenses to choose from. So
oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's cool stuff with this new Sony gig. Tell us about, you guys have a guide coming out in a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
That is the holiday buying guide, because we know here, you know, Halloween's on us here in a few days, and pretty soon everybody's going to have Christmas decorations up, and
right.
It's going to be on people's minds what to get their loved one for a quality, geeky photo gift.
Yeah, we're really, you know, at we were at Photokina this past September. We're going to be at Photo Plus, you know, looking at the latest gadgets, you know, anything from bags to, you know, lighting equipment, anything, you know, cameras. We're just going to try to compile all that and really kind of edit it down to, you know, 20 or 30 of the just the best gift ideas, you know, this holiday season, which is we're going to have on popphoto.com. And we're also asking, you know, we've isolated about four or five professional photographers from all over, you know, the whole spectrum. And we're going to ask them, you know, what's their pick. So it's not, you know, it's going to be, some of it's going to be coming from us, but we're also going to go out there and ask the real working pros, you know, what are you guys looking to get, you know, what are you hoping to pick up?
Well, sure, because you never know, from a working pro guy might find this little trinket that costs $6 in the corner, but it's the coolest thing that he can think of.
Absolutely.
That just like, this saves me or whatever, you know, I mean, it's just stuff you get like that, like you said, from input from these guys that are doing it day in and day out.
Absolutely.
Great stuff.
Yeah, no, I think that's quite good. So you really could come down to the show and take a look and get some really good tips on photography. And
Jay,
find the place, great things.
Jay, tell us about the website. The website's pretty new here. It's been up for a few months, but you guys keep adding new stuff to it, new content. We got about a minute left. Tell us about popphoto.com.
Well, it's you got the best of both American Photo Magazine and Popular Photography and Imaging. So you've got, you know, Pop's million-dollar lab tests. We test cameras, we test lenses, software, printers, everything, you name it. And then we've got, some of the best, how-to tutorial information, And American Photo kind of rounds that out with kind of an artistic approach. You know, you can go and just if you're into just looking at beautiful photos, you know, we've got tons of those as well. So we kind of put together the complete package, you know, for the photo fan.
Cool stuff. And, of course, we can find all this over at popphoto.com, right?
That's right.
Cool. Jay, thanks so much for joining us today. We're going to see you next week. We're launching the Inside Digital Photo program, and we're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. And you'll be able to find things over at Pop Photo and iTunes and cool stuff. Jay, thanks so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
There you go. Jay DeFore, editor of popphoto.com, talking about some cool things going on coming up here at Photo Plus and their holiday buying guide. And
yes, yes. Well, it's, you know, I mean, the holidays is the camera buying season, so you got to get out and you got to, you know, basically, if you're not informed, you're going to wind up with a camera that doesn't perform and it's going to be a piece of junk.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to buy gear more than once.
Yes.
You really figure out what you want to do, what your focus is, what you're concentrating on, what you want to do.
Yeah, you save yourself.
Do you just want to take pictures and stick them on a website?
Yeah.
Then you can buy a junky little camera.
Yeah, you don't need.
Don't want to print them out?
Yeah, the funny thing about it is that people don't really realize that these 10 megapixel cameras that have 10, you know, that are point and shoots, that are really small, they don't perform much better than a 3 megapixel camera because of the glass.
Yep.
You know, and just all of the issues with it. So don't go out and spend the extra money because you're not going to get the results.
Just go buy a Hasselblad.
There you go. And
with
and
a Cinar back on
and
it. And spend
back.
About 50, 60K, and it'll be all good.
That's all you need. You
right.
know, spend $500,000 on just the camera alone. And then
you
go buy the glass.
It just depends on what you're going to do with it. If you're just going to print out little goofy pictures and stick them on the refrigerator, then go buy a $150 camera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then if you want to crop stuff, you need more. I mean, it's just what you're into, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
But that's what's cool about the photography deal is there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
From the full geek that wants to shoot at 8x10 bellows, develop his own film, to some idiot that wants to just take a picture and print it out and stick it on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
But it's fun, though. You know, it's cool stuff. So that's it. There you go. Inside Digital Photo coming up soon. That was Jay DeFore, popphoto.com. You're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Are you a real estate agent? Then listen up. I've got something for you. NewHomePodcast.com. It's an exciting new way to reach an audience of home buyers that really understand technology and are fascinated with the new podcasts that are springing up everywhere. Now imagine having a dedicated, rabid audience that is in the market to buy or sell a home and wants every edge in getting the latest information. Maybe they're relocating to your area, maybe they're upgrading or downsizing, maybe they're first-time home buyers that are brand new to the process. Well, you can be their guide. And do so with professionally produced, up-to-the-minute podcasts that are delivered automatically to their computers and iPods. And that means sales for you. We make it simple. We do all the online setup, all the production, all the delivery of the podcast. All you have to do when you want to do an episode is make a phone call. Now, we do this on a zip code exclusive basis, and zip codes are going fast. So go to the website to see if your area is still available. It's newhomepodcast.com. That's newhomepodcast.com.
Inside your life,
business,
your home,
inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program.
It's always fun here. We love it.
Yes.
So, did you get a ticket?
No, I did not get a ticket.
There we go.
The meter maids were smiling on me today.
Right, they're out smoking crack behind a building somewhere, and they didn't catch him.
I'm gonna go buy them some more crack because those tickets are expensive.
Dude, $40 a smack here in the city.
Yeah, and I usually get a double ticket because I don't like front license plates.
Oh,
it's me $80.
There you go. You have them on tape. Violator of the law.
Car doesn't.
Violator
look
of the law.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those things. I'm sorry. It's just that cars don't look right when you got front license plate on them. One of those things.
Well, if they're built into the car correctly, but, you know, you have one of those Dieter wagons.
Dieter. That's right.
You know, if you had a 64 Cuda, dude, you wouldn't have to worry about putting a front license plate on it, but hey.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to worry about getting it stolen either. It wouldn't even need an alarm. It'd be like...
Oh, but the old cars are worth much more than the new ones are.
Oh, that's true. Depends upon the restoring, yeah. Yeah, and you know, I mean, actually, the funniest thing is that they can be collector's items somewhere around the world. You know, you never know. That little car that you got could wind up, you know, coming a collector to somebody.
Yeah,
yeah, could be cool. Hey, we had a pretty good show today.
You know, it was pretty tasty.
Yeah, we talked about bread and restaurants that don't serve bread, and photo and some other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Bread's good.
But bread is good.
But it's just the rant, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just the audacity of people.
Yes, yes. We're paying them back. You're giving their name on the
air. What was those losers in New York? Tupelo?
Tupelo.
Tupelo. Don't go there. Tupelo.com. I hope you're listening.
Yeah, we hope we're listening.
And you're glad I didn't pay the tip.
Yeah.
Because you would have been digging it out of the water jar still, brother. Loser.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, yeah.
No, good week for technology. A lot of stuff happening with Apple. Yeah. Apple stock went up a lot. Came back down a little bit, but still closed over 80.
Oh, you know it's going to 200. You know it's not going to rest until it splits three times and goes to 200. You know it's going there.
It had a weekly. It was high. You know, it was you know, $82 and change yesterday.
Yeah.
Closed down to $80.41. So, you know, sort of a bummer. Must have been a late afternoon sell-off. Everybody wanted to go to the Hamptons.
Yeah, we usually have the November or October panic, and then it goes back at the end of the year for the, you know, right before Macworld will spike way up.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
But it's fun.
It's fun.
It's good stuff there. So you guys can actually keep your eyes and ears open because we're going to be on the our new friends in Pittsburgh, PA, coming up here maybe next weekend.
And soon coming.
If not the weekend after, as soon as they get the automation stuff working.
And maybe coming to Motown soon.
Yeah, we might have some Motown cats coming. But you can definitely check for us on WURP AM 1550 in beautiful Pittsburgh, PA. Of course, here our flagship station, where we broadcast the home of Inside Mac on KNTS AM 1220 in the San Francisco Bay Area. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Yes.
Fine stuff there.
Lighten up the Bay Area with Macintosh Radio.
That's it. Oh, we got to love it, baby.
You got to love it, baby.
Yeah.
Do it like the Barry White.
So I would like to thank the guests, of course, we had on today. We had Philip Hodges doing the digital production buzz. We had Andy Schaller with his graphic tip out of the box. We had Sam Levin with his cool Mac picks. We had Barbara DeHart, vice president for Telestream, in charge of the Flip for Mac division. They have a brand new product called Episode. We talked about that. Dean Orlando with the Inside Mac Minute Daily News, the introduction of the Inside Digital Photo Program. And we had Jada Four, the editor of popphoto.com. And the Inside Mac Show is sponsored by Micromat, DVD XDV, MCE Technologies, Firm Tech, and our partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, American Photo, Creator Pro, Mac Update, Printing for Less, and the Digital Production Buzz. You can find out more information about the Inside Mac Radio program at www.insidemacradio.com. We'll be back next week with more cool stuff directly coming to you from Photo Plus Expo in beautiful New York City.